Now, Black Friday Cyber Weekend, which is pretty much just refers to Cyber Sunday, I guess you'd call it. Now we're going to dive into what those emails look like on Cyber Sunday. Here's an example where, remember we talked about Black Friday was going on. You have Black Friday, then you have Black Friday extended or last chance. Some people like to milk it an additional day. Black Friday, final go, one more chance, okay? I wouldn't focus on that. People have shifted already to Cyber Monday, okay? So it would be much more efficient for your business and much more productive and will drive your revenue way up if you focus on a sneak peek. Black Friday is over. Start with Cyber Monday. Here's where you kind of give off that kind of exclusivity, right? You want to give it an exclusivity feel. Early access, VIP sneak peek. Give off that idea that you're getting it first and maybe even send it to your best customers first, right? You can send it at 9 a.m. or 6 a.m. to your best customers and say, Cyber Monday starts now. Be the first to get it. And that gives them that incentive to start browsing, shopping pretty quickly. But you also, again, you still want to send multiple times a day. Here's the cool thing. You can even mix up the from name and say, like, you know, the from name, typically you have your brand or you have your name. So you can switch the from name to say, like, Black Friday at Crate and Barrel, Black Friday at, you know, Cyber Monday at Crate and Barrel. So you can switch up the from name to make it look a little different. And that all these little changes help boost up your open rates and click rates. So be a little creative, but not too creative that you're going way off your data and way off your proven results on your email program. But you want to make sure that you're sending it multiple times. 9 a.m., 6 p.m. is a great time. Send your VIP list the early one. Definitely send it at the early one. And or maybe the less engaged later on or less engaged earlier. It depends how your list looks like, right? VIPs will shop anytime. Your best customers will shop anytime you send them an email. They're going to click through and see what you got to offer. The less engaged will only open maybe one email. So there's no point in kind of bombarding them with stuff. So only send them one email and save it for Cyber Monday, right? This is just a sneak peek. So the subject line could be used Cyber Monday in the subject line. You can say early access or leaked, right? That's some great examples of how to, you know, leverage this day of Sunday to drive some revenue. And clearly we're not alone. You can see right here, TaskRabbit, you've scored a Cyber Monday deal early. Go us. VIP early access, Cyber Monday sale, 40% off apps and software. Good to know. And then J.Crew, again, early access. Everything is early access. Early access. You don't need to do it on Saturday. You don't need to send that email on Saturday, but do it on Sunday. Pivot everything over to Cyber Monday. And we saw it in our data. We started milking Black Friday. We started milking it to about 9 a.m. on a Sunday. Last chance, give one more go. Revenue dried up. It was like people had mentally said, like, you know what? I'm not shopping unless I'm seeing something with Cyber Monday. So we learned our lesson on that and pivot to Cyber Monday early on Sunday.